This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
This university has had its share of challenges. These problems that we have and we're facing right now did not happen overnight. I want to make one thing clear. South Carolina State will not close.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, February 11th, 2015. That is the president of South Carolina State. And the state university would not hold classes or athletic events for the next 2 years under a plan approved by a South Carolina House budget panel yesterday. The plan, meant to give the financially troubled school a clean slate, calls for closing South Carolina State in July, firing its trustees, administrators, faculty, and staff, and they would reopen under new leadership in the fall of 2017. We're going to talk to President Elzey in the next hour on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Today is February 11th. 3 years ago today, Whitney Houston was found dead in a bathtub at a Los Angeles area hotel. And now her only child, Bobby Christina, is in a medically induced coma after she was found unresponsive. There's still a lot of questions about Bobby Christina's situation. The family is not saying much. The police are saying that they are now treating her case as a criminal investigation. On BlackAmericaWeb.com, the great Michael Cotman says, after we have found out about the 6-month suspension without pay of Brian Williams of the NBC News Evening News, the great Michael Cotman says Lester Holt deserves to replace Brian Williams permanently. Those are your headlines on BlackAmericaWeb.com. I'm Sybil Wilkes.